Word of mouth.
This is Word of Mouth from New Hampshire Public Radio. I'm Virginia Prescott. Coming up today, fighting like knights. Battle of the Nations is not a video game, but an international competition for people using period weapons and accurate medieval armor. Also, the cultural bounty of summer in New England is already blooming. We'll get the Guarlingo guide to what's on the horizon. But first, medicine by the masses. After using email and using search engines, looking for health information is the third most popular activity for internet users. That's according to a 2011 study by the Pew Internet and American Life Project. CrowdMed is a site for crowdsourcing medical diagnoses. It uses the collective wisdom of some actual, and mostly armchair, medical professionals to solve tough medical cases and to diagnose rare diseases that have left traditional healthcare professionals stumped. Jared Hyman is founder of CrowdMed. Welcome to the program.
Glad to be here. Thank you.
Also with us is Claire Martorana. She worked previously as a general manager and editor at large of WebMD. She's now serving as an advisor for CrowdMed. Claire, thank you for joining us.
It's a pleasure.
Now, Jared, I read on the website about your sister Carly, somebody who went undiagnosed. Could you tell us a little bit more about that story?
Sure. When my sister Carly was 18 years old, she was a rising freshman at the University of Georgia, and she had always been very healthy throughout her childhood and adolescence, but all of a sudden, she came down with a series of very sudden and strange health symptoms. It first manifested itself as severe depression, anxiety, almost these menopause-like symptoms like hot flashes and irregular menstruation, which of course is very strange for an 18-year-old. And we really didn't know what was going on. And my sister spent the next 3 years bouncing from doctor to doctor, trying to figure out what the correct diagnosis was. Over that three-year period, she saw about 24 different doctors and racked up over $100,000 in medical bills, plus untold personal suffering and suffering for our family, until she finally got a correct diagnosis, a rare disorder that only affects one in 15,000 females, called Fragile X-associated primary ovarian insufficiency, or FXPOI.
So this was a big part of your motivation for starting CrowdMed. How would CrowdMed, if it had been online at that time, have changed your sister's experience?
Well, I was curious about that question myself. So after we developed the CrowdMed technology, our first test of it was actually with my sister's case. Mm-hmm. The case began, patient is an 18-year-old female. She's experiencing these symptoms. This is her personal medical history. This is her family medical history. We gave the crowd essentially the same information that Carly had given her doctors, and we essentially posed the question to the crowd, what's wrong with her? And much to our surprise and astonishment and also joy, the crowd determined that the number one most likely cause for her symptoms was FXPOI.
Wow. How many were in that sample of the crowd at that point?
We broke up the process into three different phases, and we had a sample of 100 people in each of the three phases. So I guess a cumulative sample of about 300 people. The first phase is suggestion, where the crowd would suggest potential diagnoses. The second phase is selection, where the crowd would select the best diagnoses from those suggested by others. And the third phase, which we believe is actually the most critical, is the betting phase, where the crowd can actually bet using a virtual currency on what they think is the most likely root cause diagnosis for the individual. And the betting phase is what produces the probabilities that we assign to each diagnostic possibility. And in this case, the most probable diagnosis was the correct root cause. And our crowd was able to determine this over a three-day period, although it had taken her doctors about 3 years in total.
How many medical professionals were in that crowd?
To our knowledge, there were no medical professionals in the crowd. We don't recruit based on medical credentials or expertise. The premise of the wisdom of crowds is that a large group of non-experts can actually be smarter than individual experts if the right mechanism is in place to aggregate their collective intelligence. So it could be other patients. It could be people that work in the medical profession but may or may not be doctors. But again, we don't screen specifically for medical credentials or expertise.
Claire, what kind of illnesses, this was a disorder that affected 1 in 15,000 people. What kind of illnesses does CrowdMed have the best chances of diagnosing?
I think it really varies across the board if the case is articulated correctly. And I think the system actually gives you a very clear format to put your symptoms in. I think that it really has the flexibility to be able to go across a pretty broad spectrum of conditions.
Now, Claire, you worked at WebMD for a long time. Haven't we heard this, that the things that doctors find the most dangerous or annoying or loathsome is someone coming into their office and says, oh, I got this diagnosis from the internet?
Right. It's an ongoing challenge. I have a lot of friends that are physicians and medical professionals, and I think a lot of it depends on how a physician is approached. A lot of times a doctor gets to spend 5 to 7 minutes with a patient. So a well-informed patient can actually be a real partner in healthcare with a physician. There are occasions where people do come into, a practice setting and they have decided that they have some very rare tropical disease and they've never been to that country. Mm-hmm. So, you know, there are certainly extremes, but I think in general, there are a lot of doctors that are really open to partnering with their patients to get better outcomes. Physicians really would love to spend more time with their patients. And if they do refer them to a specialist, they want to make sure they're referring a patient to the correct specialist. In Carly's case that Jared explained a little bit earlier, you know, Carly went to numerous specialists. And they all spent an enormous amount of time trying to help figure this out. So if there is a way that we can actually, through CrowdMed, help guide that path and get somebody to care faster, we think we're doing a great service for people.
So are there people out there who have already been helped by CrowdMed, who've already seen some results?
There are. Before we launched publicly, we ran 20 what we call validation cases. And then since launching publicly, we've collected about 20 additional paid cases. So we've now sent answers to 40 patients. There are some very dramatic success stories that we've had amongst those. One is a woman about 23 years old who spent several years with chronic undiagnosed Lyme disease. Like my sister, she spent 3 years bouncing from doctor to doctor. And also like my sister, had racked up six-figure medical bills before she finally got a correct diagnosis through the medical establishment. And CrowdMed identified Lyme disease as being her most likely diagnosis as well. And again, in just a few days and at a fairly nominal cost. So she's become a huge proponent of CrowdMed and has even spoken with the media and been kind of our poster girl, if you will, just because she was so thrilled to see that we could produce the results that had eluded her doctors for so many years.
Jared Hyman. He's a formerly head of the online market research firm InfoSurf. His newest venture is called CrowdMed. And Jared, thank you so much.
It's been a pleasure.
And Claire Martirana, advisor for CrowdMed, formerly editor-at-large for WebMD. Thank you also, Claire.
Thank you so much.
You can learn more about CrowdMed. That's at wordofmouthradio.org.